This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Gwendolyn D. Augusta, last name D for David in capital letters, then A for Apple in capital letters, G, O, S for Sam, T for Tom, A for Apple in small letters. First name Gwendolyn, G for G, W, E for Europe, N for Nancy, D for David, O, L for Larry, Y, N for Nancy, period. Today's date is June 13, 2022, period, new paragraph. She's a 67-year-old female patient who comes with a history of shortness of breath on mild exertion, for example, biking, B for boy, I for India, K for kite, I for India, N for Nancy, G, around the block, period. She says she has limited capacity because of the right knee problem and she cannot walk adequately, period. So shortness of breath on mild exertion, period. She also gives history of left upper precordial chest discomfort, like an ache, lasting for a minute to 2 minutes, and happening any time, period. This is has been happening for a few years, with some increase recently, but not significantly, period. On an average, she may get 1 to 2 episodes per week, but she has also noticed that sometime few weeks may go by and she may have no episode, period. No radiation, no accompanying features, and no precipitating features, period. History of dizziness, which can happen anytime, lasting for a very short period, and it may happen at a frequency of about 2 episodes per month, period. No syncope, period. No history of any palpitation, cough with expectoration, or edema of feet, period. No history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem, period. Generally, chest discomfort happens when she's not active, but there are times also when it happens when she's active, period. New paragraph. Past history of hypertension for 4 years, and it is not well controlled, period. She tends to have blood pressure higher in the morning, period. No history of diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, or myocardial infarction, period. History of hypercholesterolemia for many years, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, bronchial asthma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period, new paragraph. Family history, nothing contributory, period. Father is alive at the age of 96, period. Mother died at the age of 86 due to Alzheimer's disease. A for Apple, L for Larry, Z for Zebra, H for House, E for Europe, I for India, M for Mary, E for Europe, R. Period. New paragraph. The social history, she does not smoke and does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. Patient also gives history of palpitation, which can happen at any time, and it would last for a minute or less. And she feels her heart is pounding, though is not pounding very fast, period. This palpitation is not frequent, and it can happen any time, period. Personal history, she's 5'2" tall, and her weight is 138 pounds, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious and cooperative, period, pupil equal, react to the light, period, no pallor, sinuses or clubbing, period, no JVP, edema, cough, tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both dorsalis pedis and posterior tibial 2x4, period. No carotid bruit, period, no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure in right superior extremity 130 over 80 millimeters of mercury, period, blood pressure in left superior extremity 126 over 80 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within mid-clavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. In the left lower parasternal area, there is ejection systolic click and suggestion of mid-systolic click, period. In the left lateral position, there is a both ejection systolic click and a mid-systolic click, followed by a 2x6 early systolic murmur, period. This finding suggests possibility of mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. No S3 and no other heart murmur noted, period. No S4, period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. The EKG shows normal sinus rhythm and it is within normal limit, period, new paragraph. Analysis in view of shortness of breath and mild exertion. This patient with the long-standing history of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and also recently being diagnosed with pre-diabetes, P4 Peter RE diabetes, the plan is to do the echocardiogram to evaluate for any cardiomyopathy. Plus, clinical findings suggest the possibility of mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period, new paragraph. Patient is also advised to consider doing coronary calcium score, and depending on the results of the workup, further management will be planned, period. New paragraph. The review of her blood pressure at home shows good control, period. Patient is advised to continue monitoring blood pressure at home and bring her blood pressure instrument at the time of next visit, period. She is advised to continue her statin medication, and she will have another blood test to see the effect of the statin medication, period. She was advised to take amlodipine, A for Apple, M for Mary, L for Larry, O, D for David, I for India, P for Peter, I for India, N for Nancy, E for Europe. 5 mg PO at night to achieve better control of blood pressure in the morning, period. And advised to also take atorvastatin, A for Apple, T for Tom, OR, V for Victor, A for Apple, S for Sam, T for Tom, A for Apple, T for Tom, I for India, N for Nancy, atorvastatin, 20 mg POHS, period. New paragraph. The initial impression, shortness of breath on mild exertion. Next line, number 2, left precordial chest pain, period. Next line, number 3, hypertension for 4 years. Next line, number 4, hypercholesterolemia for many years, period. Next line, number 5, history of dizziness and palpitation which are not frequent, period. Next line, number 6, history of pre-diabetes, period. And the consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.